Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Tom Servinsky with the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony. The symphony, composed of the area's most talented young musicians, will be holding their annual auditions later this month. With the 2014-2015 season, the orchestra celebrates its 27th year of music on the Treasure Coast. Tom, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thanks for having me.
If I can use a sports analogy, is the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony akin to an all-star team?
A traveling all-star team. We're trying to attract those students who are looking for that little extra in life. But yeah, it's very much like a sports situation. There's a team effort and so forth. The big issue, Drew, is that they have to have a certain level of proficiency over their instruments and the musical process in order to pass the audition. You know, I always jokingly say that it's like we take a young student who is accustomed to basic math, and all of a sudden we show them a big calculus theorem, and they have to make that big jump into that. And that's what it's like when we play a major symphony. You know, when you're taking music that's watered down for a high school orchestra, they change the arrangements and so forth in order to make it more doable. But when you give them the real deal, the same manuscript that the New York Philharmonic's going to see, the Vienna Philharmonic, all the big orchestras, this is it. It's very daunting at first, but then what the kids do is they really run with it, and they really enjoy it.
I'm speaking with Tom Servinsky with the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony. Do most of the musicians go on to continue studying music in college or even professionally?
Some. It varies. I think the common denominator that we noticed is there's a certain intellect that attracts these kids to this type of genre. You know, that old adage, or that, you know, you've heard about the studies, the students who participate in music on a high level also do well in school. Well, the part that really bridges that learning scenario is that when you get into very difficult music, there's a process of learning. You don't just sit down and just do it. There's a process of breaking it apart because it's very complex at times. Well, when you get into a physics theorem or a math theorem or, you know, something on the high level, the process of figuring that out is almost identical. It's just one has the end means of having this musical entity. The other has a scientific basis. And that common denominator is what seems to be the attraction we get with a lot of the students. And so when you're looking at them, you can see their little wheels moving, how they think. And then when they see from a musical side, when something really cool happens, you know, I'll see the goosebumps. I see that little light bulb go off and they think, oh.
And you were also telling me before we started the tape that musical enhancement, of course, is one part of what you're trying to bring out in the students, but also to continue appreciation for the arts further down the road in their lives.
That's our role as educators. To play good music is our first concern. That can't be said enough. But the bigger picture is you're trying to train students to appreciate the arts of its intrinsic value for the community, for someday when they're parents, and how it's going to affect their children. But we're always looking at these students as potential people who will be in communities, who might be on school boards, who might be doctors, lawyers, philanthropists, mothers, dads, who will make sure that their students will continue this whole process. So I make it very clear to these students that their job isn't done when the music ends here. Their job is, it's a lifelong message.
And you perform in a variety of venues, don't you?
We try to give the students a professional venue experience, the best venues along the Treasure Coast.
What is a typical performance like, if there is a typical?
Historically, what we do is we always try to include a major symphony. We'll try to include a full orchestral piece, and then we try to do a couple smaller series pieces. But we always try to have a thematic base to it.
How has the interest of the musicians you've dealt with over the years? I think you said you've been there 13 years and the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony has been around for 27. How has the interest changed in young people in classical music?
You know, that's the interesting thing. It's actually probably gotten more intense, and it continues to grow and grow and grow. We were up for a Grammy 4 years ago with our other orchestra that we have. You know, it's little things like that, that it's just, it becomes a really good story. And to get more and more students involved with this process is what's really paramount.
I've been speaking today with Tom Servinsky with the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony. We'll have contact information as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thanks for having me.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.